Invisible to your sight.
Okay, well.
Let's see, what else is in the room? So they're unconscious on the whatever slab.
All right, I'll start with unstrapping them.
Okay.
Or actually, maybe I can just grab them and pull them up and get through the straps.
Maybe.
That'd be faster. I'll try that.
Okay, the girl.
My phase is 9 now.
That's true. You pull them off.
Okay.
They're both unconscious.
Can I try to wake them up?
They're
both just really out.
Which one do you want to wake up first?
Jack, I guess.
Okay. So you wake them up. Let's see. Last thing I saw. Wake up, dark room, flashlight.
Pretty girl.
Pretty girl. What else? That's too good. Oh well, he wakes up screaming.
Great. Get away! Hand over his mouth.
He struggles with it.
You.
Although you hold him down.
Calm down.
So you calm him down somewhat. Oh my god!
I'm gonna get you out of here. What grab? You have to wake her up.
Oh my god, where was that?
Calm down.
I gotta get out of here.
Try to wake her up. This time I keep my hand over her mouth.
Go. She's also panic.
Alright. Get them both calmed down. Uh-huh. Someone follow me.
Let's see. Let's
start heading back out.
Okay.
So ask them, you know, what grabbed them, what happened. You know, ask them to tell me what happened and call her on our way.
Okay. So you get them calmed down. Just before you leave the room. Make a roll.
Make a roll? Uh-huh. 5.
I never can tell you guys to tell you for rolling.
Huh?
I never tell you guys what to
No, you know.
It's just mostly, you know. You see something? Oh, well, it's easier for me to find it if you don't know what you're rolling. But anyway.
Okay.
Just before you set off, hear a breath behind you.
Nah.
You stroll around. It's some sort of...
You hear from Black the Dead.
It's more like a Silurian.
Silurian?
Silurian. Silurian.
I'm not sure.
It was sort of like a creature of Black Lagoon, except not quite as medicine looking. But they
okay.
have a, they have this like third eye.
Okay.
But they are sort of, you know, reptilish, aquatic
okay.
thing.
Were they the ones that lived on future Earth?
No, they lived on the past Earth.
Past Earth.
And they used to experiment on like Cro-Magnons and stuff like that.
I think I remember that. Okay.
So anyways, so it's like one of those, and
you need dice that you can read better.
That's true. Just the lights with this.
I can turn on another light. See if that helps.
Yeah. So you feel something invading your mind.
Crap.
But it's trying to like grab hold of you, but it doesn't quite
yet.
Okay. So initiative. Actually make it sound. So it seems to be yelling something.
I don't understand it.
You don't understand it.
Okay,
finish it. Let's see. Put it a little higher.
Oh, cool.
Okay, what do you get?
53.
Okay, so he goes first.
Yeah.
Let's see, so you got hit. Oh, you absorbed all that, didn't you? So it's not too sure exactly what's going on. I mean, I'll do some sort of advanced ape thing, I guess. It's resistant to his mental blast. So he'll try to claw you. Which is always a big mistake.
Yeah.
Alright. So, try to claw you, goes right through. Oh, well, he doesn't act quite that surprised, but...
Okay. I'll try to teleport us out again.
Okay.
A little better this time. Yeah.
Okay. You teleport half a mile up. You're about half a mile up from the island.
Okay. Well, I just teleport us down to the ground.
Okay.
Over by the hotel.
Okay. So you do that. Thing I was going to worry about. All right, see Paul for the hotel.
Okay.
Well, eventually, there's just a couple. That's fine. And, you know, Jack and Jill are both.
Freak.
Yeah.
Okay, well, when we get back, I'll try to calm them down, find out what happened, see if they can tell me what happened, what they remember.
Make a roll of the kind of journey.
Nine.
Yes. Okay. So they were saying something about, you know, moonlit walk. They got jumped by the creature. Jack tried to fight him off, but it's like some sort of, I don't know, he's not too sure what happened. He just kind of shut down his mind or something. So he went unconscious. Jill tried to run, and she went unconscious.
Okay, and they don't remember anything that happened underground.
Let's see. Nine. No, they don't remember anything else.
Okay.
But they blanked it out. It's so horrible.
Fair enough. Alright. Well, I'll call back to headquarters and let them know what I found. And tell them I'm going to go back
in. Please leave a message.
Yeah, go back in and try to find out what Lizard Boy's up to.
Okay.
And I'll tell the hotel. Make sure you keep everybody out of there.
Okay. So, let's see. Hotel. So, hotel trying to do a fairly good, well... For better or worse, they've done a fairly good job of keeping like most of the guests from noticing what's going on.
Okay.
So they have like hotel security out in the perimeter trying to keep people in.
Okay.
Hotel grounds.
Goodness.
But until they, you know, so they know the actual threat, but not. They don't want to panic everybody by evacuating people.
Sure.
Yeah. Not when you're there, you know, not when you have a superhero here. General situation.
Right. Well, I'm going to go back and see if I can find out what the deal is.
Okay.
So, I'll go back to the cave. It's back to the room with the machine.
Alright. So, you
bring a bigger flashlight.
Yeah. So, they give you like a.
Like, you know, a little hard hat with a lamp on it, too. Keep my hands free. And then a big, like, big honking.
Yeah, okay, so they can give you a big, like, torchlight.
Okay.
And then a hard hat.
Well, I could just, like, tape a normal flashlight to my shoulder or something.
Well, let's see if they have one. Probably not, but it'd be real high. Hope they have one. Yeah.
Okay.
Alright, so you got a like little minor hat thing, or slinky hat, or whatever. And you go back in. Let's see. So you make your way back to the room. That they
have mental powers.
Have mental powers, and that they talk in your audible range. So you do hear like some kind of loudspeaker.
Apparently, they don't talk by telepathy.
No. So, well, that's true. No, I guess not anymore. But I'm already south of Vietnam. So you know, there's sort of the loudspeaker and some kind of alien voice saying something, blah, 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 blah. Who knows what they're saying?
Yeah,
probably nothing good.
Yeah.
It's probably also not a good time of meeting a loudspeaker.
Yeah, probably. Okay. Crap. So I just want to, like, start smashing up the machinery. Can I try to figure out what they were... I want to try to see if I can figure out what they were doing to the people who are strapped on the
okay,
table.
And that particular table? All right, go ahead and make a roll. Probably very high.
14?
There's a lot of instruments and stuff. Some kind of... some kind of examination or operation or something, or not cutting instruments, but they're like probes.
The people didn't look cut up or anything, right?
Not that you know, it's just kind of dark. And, you know, when I woke up, they didn't miss pretty much anything.
Okay.
Evil alien people probing.
Yeah. Actually, Jack is not your own toes.
We haven't done this yet.
Okay. Smash up the machine.
Okay, so you kind of wander around? Yeah. Okay. Let's make a stealth roll for roll. Luckily, they don't see visible light either, so... I'm trying to get a flashlight around to the floor.
11.
Okay. So you're fairly quiet as you wander around. Let's see. I guess high. Four. Oh my god! No, 39. Well, let's see.
I find the king.
Okay. So, you wander around, not meeting any of them. Eventually, you wander into another room.
Okay.
This is a, like, an observation room.
Okay.
And then it's observing down into some sort of, operation center.
Okay.
There seems to be a lot of Cellurians. And they are hunched over a, you know, a table. There seems to be some sort of map, and you can't actually see it because it's not visible.
Okay.
But it's, you know, some kind of map. And they have, like, little pieces moving around. Or something.
Okay.
And then they're, you know, and then they're like, Cellurians over on the console talking and stuff, and every once in a while someone says something and they move over the piece.
Okay, so this is like Mission Control Center?
Yeah. So they're like, I don't know, 8 or 10 of them here.
Oh, great.
Fucking
fantastic. I just wanted to find one to talk to.
So let's see.
Well,
make a roll.
It definitely seems hostile. 13. Can I tell if one of them is like the boss guy or?
Yeah, definitely. You know, you can tell who's boss.
Okay.
You know, they're all talking to them and stuff, getting orders.
Okay.
Part about not being able to focus on that part. Yeah, I'll tell. Okay, so they're different shape pieces.
Okay.
Might as well. So that's a little easier. So obviously, so it's hard to tell, but there's like, on one side of the table, there's like a lot of these little pieces.
Okay.
Of certain type, and then scattered over the rest of the table, or the second type of piece.
Okay.
Except for a group that's near the big group, first type of piece.
Alright, so there's... Okay, so there's a bunch of types of piece one.
Right.
And then there's a group of type two.
Right.
Near the big group. And then there's scattered groups of twos around?
Yes.
Okay. And which pieces are they moving mostly?
They seem to be moving mostly the twos.
Okay.
Like towards the one.
Right, so this is probably the hotel. And can I get a rough guesstimate of how many pieces there are here? Does that look like possibly the population in the hotel?
Yeah, they seem to have it down to like one piece per person, so.
Okay.
It does seem to be a couple hundred pieces there.
Okay, and how many total? Well, 60 of them could take out the hotel, no problem. Alright, which... So, the guy who attacked me was definitely making audible vocal noises.
Yeah.
And I heard the loudspeaker. It was making
uh-huh.
distinguishable noises, but
right.
it wasn't anything that I could understand.
Right.
Okay.
So you can tell they're talking, but... They're, you know, the glasses.
Okay.
So, you know, you can't even hear.
Okay. The boss guy is in the room I'm in or downstairs on near the table? Okay. I'm going to teleport in,
uh-huh.
grab the boss guy,
uh-huh.
and teleport out with him.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, so a roll to get to a roll prone to resist, or actually, and another roll to get through. Okay, so first roll. So you're going through the glass, or
double
what
sixes.
Looks like glass.
12 and 8, 20.
Okay, so you go through what you know, sort of alien plastic, plexiglass, whatever it is.
Right.
And you pop it right next to him. Everybody's surprised. You grab him and try to teleport out with him. So, so you have to overcome your teleport versus. Especially because it's weaker. So all I have is like you might have really bad. Yeah, no. But he's got a little higher than everybody else, so he's got an 8 minus 9.
Okay. So I basically need an 11.
See 11.
9.
So you don't sell it for 11.
Okay.
You can continue to teleport without me. Or you can stay there and hope they're all stunned for one round.
I'll stay there and hope they're all stunned.
Okay. I said there were 8 of them. So let's see. So the higher the list of them are stunned. So I'd say 11 or less. We're all stunned. 11, one of them. In every column, so that's another one answer. Two of them. So the leader or someone else. Because the leader is always right.
Right.
So you teleported in, so you're right there. Tries to mind control. This mind control is a little bit better than their stand here. So. 4 points. Just have to make sure.
So what's that mean?
This is my okay. So he'll need to do enough to at least do 6 points total.
Okay.
Right now he's done 4 points.
Okay.
Which
so
you
I
can buy.
I can buy that normally. Alright, I buy it on.
But this would be separate damage than someone just spent the last one.
Okay.
So you bought that off. Alright. And then another one tried. Try this to last, I guess. Just do. And then the adventure.
Yeah.
Darkness. Next thing you know, you wake up in an operating table. 1, 2, 3, 4, 8 points.
Okay, so I can buy off 6, and that means I'm stunned?
Yeah, so you're mentally stunned.
Okay.
So you get 2 points. Okay, so basically, you're stunned.
Basically.
They're also stunned. Well, they're surprised, so that
right.
comes up.
Well, basically, I'm fucked, because now all 8 of them get to go.
Well, initiative.
Yeah, but I don't get to go next round, because I'm stunned.
No, there you go. I might have done that wrong, but I'll just say everybody gets initiative.
Yeah.
Some of them will beat you. I'm sure they will. Let's see. So he is. Well, actually, what do you get?
55.
That would be faster. So you go first.
Okay. I try to grab him and teleport out again.
Oh, that's true. So unwilling. So people who are unwilling, you still do like damage.
Okay.
And then they can buy it off like normal.
Okay.
So chances are it might not work. If he just buys it off. Unless he doesn't have any. Well, I'm sure he's got a few.
Okay. Well, I'm going to try anyway.
Okay. So once again, you need 11 That would be great.
So this time I'll just keep going, even though I don't get him.
Okay.
If I don't get him.
Roll high.
I rolled a 5.
Nope. Alright, try to get through the ability.
12.
Okay. See, pop over the top.
Crap. I land.
Okay.
Could I tell from just the relationship where this group was? Ish.
It looks like they were assembling like a quarter mile away.
Alright, I try to head over that direction.
Okay. Thinking of road.
16.
Yeah, that's fairly good. You're more or less about where they are.
Okay.
Probably where they're supposed to be.
Okay.
Kind of hard to tell.
I guess I look around for a trap door or something. I assume they're coming from underground.
Micro?
12.
Okay, so you find a trap door.
Okay.
And then you look inside?
Yeah. I'll phase through it. I won't open it.
Okay. Make a stealth roll.
Double nines. Double threes. 18, 6, 24, and 10, 34.
Okay. So you phase out and look. It's like a kind of assembly room.
Okay.
Like, so they're like, what the fuck, like 30 of them that they're milling about. Looks like they're getting ready to come out for, you know, in a few minutes. So, they're still like milling about. They have, actually, they don't really need me again. No, they don't have anything.
30? Crap. Can I find something like real heavy to block the trapdoor with, or knock a couple trees over, collapse them?
Yeah, you can probably do that.
Okay, I start doing that.
Okay, so make a roll.
6.
You cover up.
Okay.
Look large rock type thing.
Okay.
Move it over, that kind of stuff.
Let's just slow him down a little bit. I get back to the hotel. Tell them to call, like, the National Guard or something.
Okay. Is that about all you tell them?
I tell them there's a bunch of, I don't know, alien, reptilian, monster things swarming, and they're gonna come invade the hotel. I'm gonna go back to their base and try to start smashing things up and cause a diversion.
Okay.
But there's like 30 of them, like over there, and there's no way I can take out 30 of them. So I'm gonna try to just divert them from trying to come here.
Okay.
But in the meantime, I evacuate or get the army over here or something.
Okay.
Because, if you've got a boat that you can get everybody on and get the hell out of here, that would probably be the best idea.
Let's see. That would be good. They got a couple boats, but they can, enough for about half the people. They, fill them up pretty well.
Okay. If I spent, 10 minutes just teleporting people from the hotel to the beach or something, would that get people a good head start for evacuating or something?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll tell them to, you know, announce to get everybody down to the assembly hall or something, and I'll start getting them all out.
Let's see.
I guess I can get everybody half a mile away.
Yeah, so you can do fairly quickly. Make a roll.
8.
Okay, so there's some amount of panic at this point. So you do help. You know, spend a few minutes. You
calm everyone down.
Pretty much, you've emptied the hotel.
Okay.
Everybody's on the beach. Trying to get through those.
Okay. Then I head back to. Tell them radio for more boats.
We're too far away. Damn remote island.
Yeah. Seaplanes, you know, whatever. And I'm going to go try to, you know, delaying tactics.
Okay, so where do you want to go?
Go back to that trapdoor.
Uh-huh.
See if they managed to get out yet. If not, knock some more heavy stuff onto it.
No, they were able to eventually shift the stuff around somehow.
Okay.
Because he didn't do that, so that was good enough.
Yeah, I know.
So there are like 4 of them out and already.
Alright. I'll pop into the middle of the 4 of them and just try to whack them all and then pop out.
Alright. Go ahead.
Guerrilla warfare. Huh?
Go ahead and make a roll. You trying to do damage or?
Yeah.
Okay, go
ahead. Just trying to knock them out.
4 of them? I don't think so.
I'll try to take out 2 of them.
Okay. 2 of them, you have to fly out. Okay, like a 7-7?
I think I'm 8-8 now. 8-8.
Okay.
9.
You can have them do a couple of things, yeah.
Okay.
Then you pop out. So that gets them all excited.
Okay.
So everybody starts scrambling around, you know, sort of excitedly.
Okay.
You know, knocking over ants or something.
Sure. And then I'll head back towards their headquarters.
Okay.
Back to that original room that I found Jack and Jill in.
Okay.
Go there first.
It's empty.
I smash it up.
Okay. Make a roll.
And actually, as I'm walking down the hallway, I'll just start smashing little light fixture things.
Okay, you guys are losing. That's
yep.
Serious. Okay.
Pretty much.
Make a roll.
8.
Okay, so you destroy much of the equipment and stuff.
Okay.
All right.
Start heading for their.
It's sort of, you know. Stuff.
Okay, I start heading for their main control room again.
Okay. So you just follow the way. So you come into the observation room again.
Okay. So there was the war room where they had the table where they were moving stuff around, and then the other room where they had what I'm guessing was some communication equipment.
No, and well, it's just the war room, and then to the side of the war room, there was communication.
Okay.
And the observation room is sort of a lab.
Okay.
And so the observation room is still empty. There are now 12. Two of them. So the 4 extra guys, 2 of them are next to their meter.
Okay.
That's looking around.
Right.
Just in case, and then 2 of them are like in the corners of the room.
Okay. I want to try to go walk through the wall to come through the wall behind the communication equipment and wreck it from inside the wall behind it.
All right. Micro?
9.
Okay. Nice. Kill me hard. So you come up behind it, but it's not a survival. So, okay, so you destroy some of the equipment.
Okay.
You know, you're not too sure exactly what you did.
Right.
Or what the effect is.
Okay. I'll go back to the observation room, you know, look.
So a couple, three or four of them running around, you know, trying to put up a little fire.
Okay.
The rest were working, and the leader, is yelling at people.
All right.
And actually, right now there are only eight of them, so four of them left to,
Okay.
Definitely.
Can I... I want to get a couple of big rocks and try to, stick my arm through the window and throw the rocks at their little map thing to, scatter all the pieces all over.
Okay.
So that they can't... The what?
No. Okay. So you misjudge it and fall through.
Okay.
And into the room.
Great.
Make an initial roll. Once again.
Crap. 54.
Okay. 54. You're actually the fastest person in the group.
Good. I was trying to be. Actually, you sure Eric's still not faster?
Eric's 42 or 43.
Okay.
But he hasn't had to run any better.
That's a good point.
Okay, so now I'm in a little bubble. I really just figured what we first.
Okay.
Well, that was embarrassing.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll try to scatter all the little pieces and then
and then
teleport out. Or actually, can I just run through the wall?
Yeah.
All right. I'll run through their communication equipment.
Okay. You scatter the pieces and run out.
Right.
Through communication roll.
Six. Bounce off the wall.
Yeah. At which point they all take Easter.
Yeah, pretty much. Curse of low rolling.
Okay, so let's see.
Although, of the entire group, I'm the person most likely to have fun making a new character.
Three. Okay, you take a lot. You go unconscious.
Okay.
Let's see. So you did some amount of damage. People got off the boat. You know, they overfilled it. Some people swam out. So they probably... Well, let's see. That's cool. Wow. So 30. Probably got everybody off somehow. I mean, out into the water somehow.
Okay.
So, you wake up. Make a roll.
Six.
Six. Okay. God, what kind of evil thing could it be? Did you bring the staff with you?
That would probably have been a really bad idea, so.
Okay. So it's probably in the hotel.
Dash, I stuck it inside the wall or something.
Yeah. Just get started. So.
Woohoo! They all, everybody else got away. So we did.
So you wake up on an operating table. Strapped down. But they already know you can. Well, no. They haven't actually seen you.
No.
We just say you fall through. Oh, that's true. They know you can teleport. You're kind of smart. They will try to keep you like that. So, roll him.
11.
See how many rolls it takes you until you get at least 50.
Alright, that was 2.
Yeah.
That's a 16.
Okay. So, not too long. So, you wake up, you'll be like a mat on, because I'm trying to keep you sedated or something.
Okay.
But you somehow struggle through it. Only the third roll, huh? Because they haven't started yet. So there's like a Silurian. Immediately you can see like a Silurian doctor. Oh, he's already with him.
I'm still out here.
Oh, make a roll.
Half a mile, straight up. Double sixes. God. And 19.
Okay.
31.
So you pop out. You're on top, you know, kind of woozy. So you're on the circle dance.
Okay.
Crap. I'll head over to the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Do I see lizard guys wandering around?
Yes.
Okay. I want to see if I can grab one by himself.
Okay. Grab it and
get him off. Yeah, grab one, teleport half a mile away.
Okay.
By myself, slap him around, try to interrogate him.
Okay. make a roll.
11.
Okay.
Make a roll.
So you're gonna take 3 and 3.
Okay.
Until and then before you subdue.
Okay.
Okay. So eventually you subdue him, though.
Okay.
And then you try to interrogate them. And what do you want to know?
What they're trying to do. You know, why they're trying to take over the hotel. What kind of experiments they're doing on people.
Okay. And
who are they? Where they come from?
These are all really, well, for the most, a lot of these are kind of complex, since they don't speak your language, neither do you. You don't speak theirs. So make a roll.
15.
So they seem to, he says, well, you get the impression that they
stupid non-telepathic alien metaphysical creatures
woke up. That they have, well, that they woke up recently.
Okay.
And then they just wanted to grab some humans to experiment on.
Great.
So when you ate people, well, whatever.
Right.
You don't actually get that part.
Sure. How long were they asleep?
A long time.
Okay. Can they go back to sleep?
Yeah.
So I will try to give them the impression that there's a lot of people like me around, and if they try to, you know, come out and be a nuisance, that we'll just do bad things to them.
Okay.
So. He should, you know, he and his people to go back to sleep, go back wherever you came from.
My girl.
14.
seems to agree.
Okay.
That he will be, you know, tell his superior. That feel related to your message, as far as you can understand it?
Just to make my point, I'll take him with me.
Uh-huh.
Back to his headquarters.
Okay.
And, you know, until I see more people.
Sure.
And then I'll just, like, shove him up and then flip out.
Okay.
And tell him, I'll try to communicate, you know, leave me a message of some sort somewhere.
Okay.
You know, like at the clearing where they were coming out by the hotel.
Okay.
Or if they want to send somebody, you know, else to talk to me, I'll meet somebody there.
The last roll would be good.
14.
Okay.
Yeah, or if they want off first, you know, help them.
So, they will. So after, I don't know, 20 minutes or something, 10 minutes.
Okay.
So it looks like they're all leaving the hotel.
Okay.
Some of them are carrying stuff. Because they're always so moody.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go back on the ground.
Okay.
10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes.
I'll wait like an hour.
After an hour?
Nobody comes to talk to me?
No.
Or leave a message or
make a roll.
10.
Okay. After an hour? No, you don't notice anything. Alright.
I'll head in and see if I can see if they're still running around plotting stuff. Or
okay. They all seem to be gone.
Okay.
So they all seem to be gone. Like, all the lights are off. Some equipment has been destroyed.
Okay. I'll keep looking around, see if I can find where they went.
They
all went into hibernation again or something. 14.
Look around, you find like there are some hibernation tanks, but not anything.
Okay.
So you don't know where they went. But it is a big cavern system.
Okay.
No system, so.
Great. Well, definitely scared them off.
Seems to be.
Or something.
Probably, seeing as it's almost the end of the adventure.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what else I can do at this point. I'll go back to their observation room on their little war map.
Okay.
And, you know, try to leave them a message indicating, you know, don't fuck with us.
All right.
I'll see if I can tell from their map roughly where other tunnel entrances are. What else is on this island?
It's just...
Just the one resort?
Yeah, it's just...
It's a little...
It's in terms of man-made type stuff.
Okay. Then I will try to... I'll go back to the hotel, pick up my stuff. And then try to talk to the authorities to get them to, you know, just restrict access to the island.
Okay.
You know, it's not safe for people to be there.
Okay. Alright. So they'll probably quarantine the island, you know, send people to go investigate the island. They might just quarantine it, actually, because they don't really have the alien powers.
Yeah. I'll describe the aliens and their mental powers.
Okay. Sure. Probably quarantine is better. If he comes out,
that's what I suggest.
Follow him.
Well, not that, but I suggest quarantining them. If you have any sort of people with mental powers or telepathy or something, you can go, or are good with alien languages or something, you can go try to make contact with them and make some sort of peaceable arrangements for something.
Okay.
I'll try to you know, arrange something like that. But
okay.
And if they want me to go back with somebody like that to try to find them, I'm willing to.
Okay. Well, for now, they're not going to do anything. They're just quarantining it. We've got to get down.
Okay.
Probably not worry about it for a while. Because they have a war to fight.
Yeah. I figure we don't need another war.
Yeah.
I'm only going to take out 80 of them.
Oh, 60.
Whatever.
That would have been hard.
That would have been impossible.
I'm not too sure. I didn't really. Yeah, probably. But, oh
well. Well, if I could have gotten them in small groups, except they were all staying in, you know, groups of like 10.
Yeah.
So. That would have been happening. Maybe if I had managed to get the leader out, slap him around, so. But
I don't know, if you had to run away immediately, you had taken that first guy out.
Which first guy?
You know, when you run.
Oh, oh, yeah.
That might have gone differently.
That's true.
Because after that, then they moved their plan forward and they started.
Right, but I was more worried about getting the civilians out than
getting
in a fight. Because if he took me out, then they were toast.
True.
So, I did try to go back as quick as I could.
So that pretty much came up with the rest of the conference. It was a treat.
Yeah, I guess so.
I hope people have something to write about now.
Yep. I'm perfectly happy to go, you know, visit Mr. Chandler in L.A.
Yeah. Pick him up, whatever, in like 6 months. For like a year where you have a couple more.
Okay.
Drafts then. Then you say that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
If I were Superman, I could have just ripped the hotel out of the ground and carried the whole thing to safety.
It's true. Yes, you were AP.
Base out the hotel. Everyone in.
Originally, it was just going to be a photo shoot and then model this year.
That would have been fun, too.
Can we hear a point of view?
Why did I use?
Yeah.
Too many?
Probably this is, yeah.
20, 38.
Okay. 226.
Oh crap!
Because like points from just about everything because you're the only one doing.
Because what?
Because you're the only one doing.
Oh, things. So I got the high roll and the most hero points you used in that.
Yeah, let's say you're just a bystander. Something like that. Or stuff that I usually split up.
Oh, that should make my wealth roll. Big numbers. Double sevens.
Yeah, the country.
So 226, you said?
Yeah.
All right. So 108 plus 226 plus 15 minus, what did I say, 38?